This is Ozarks at Large, an area of Fayetteville that harkens back to the city's agricultural roots, is undergoing a makeover. The Farmers Co-op is moving, and Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about the multi-use development that it will become.
2259,
okay. And are y'all moving?
We are.
Yeah?
Hasn't been decided yet.
Okay.
Nope,
okay.
We bought the land in West Fork, but I'm not sure if they're going to utilize it at that.
The Farmers Co-op on the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and South School Street in Fayetteville will stay open until mid-July.
I buy my dog food there. I get straw there. I almost always come out with more than I want there. And they have the best toffee, caramels. The best homemade caramels in the world. Also, you can buy eggs there cheap. Good eggs.
That's Judith Royce. She's lived in Fayetteville since 1973.
And I grew up in Springdale, okay. So I am one of the very few local yokels.
Roy says one of the reasons she goes to the Farmers Co-op is out of convenience.
And I know that it's good. I can get good dog food there for a reasonable price.
She says she'd consider going to the co-op's new location, depending on where it is.
I would go to West Fork if it were on 71, you know, so I could just tootle down the highway.
Specialized Real Estate Group is under contract to buy the 8-acre property. Spokesperson Sarah King says Specialized went into the deal knowing the co-op, which has been there since 1982, is part of the fabric of South Fayetteville.
Well, my grandparents had a chicken house out on the Madison County line, and so I remember going there as a little kid in the 80s with them. It was one of the places they stopped when they came into town. So it's just always been the Farmers Co-op to me, and I buy my garden seeds there as well, so I do love the place.
King says the Farmers Co-op serves as a crossroads on numerous fronts at the same time that the entire area is at a crossroads itself.
It's where country comes to town, certainly at the co-op, but it's also a crossroads of the trail. It's near the crossroads of 71B and MLK, which is an important vehicular crossroad. So taking all those things into account and then taking in the momentum of the here and now.
The here and now are the developing University of Arkansas Art and Design District and the Cultural Arts Corridor, approved by Fayetteville voters in a special election last month.
I think it's exciting because it's an opportunity to make sort of at an exclamation point of the Cultural Arts Corridor and a crossroads to transition into the other things they're developing in South Fayetteville. It's a real unique opportunity to make kind of a new neighborhood center.
That's Chris Barabo. He's the principal architect at Modus Studio, which is designing the Farmers Co-op project.
A lot of what we're doing actually is sort of preserving the light industrial and agricultural heritage of the existing buildings that are laid out in a kind of unique way on a spur of a rail line for delivery and transportation needs originally. And that's sort of how that over time the site has sort of developed and had some deconstruction. For instance, the old grain tower that used to be there that I think demolished about 9 years ago or so.
Four existing co-op buildings are staying as part of the development. King says they're hoping to attract businesses like restaurants, bars, entertainment venues, small offices, and retail.
We looked at those buildings to make sure they were structurally sound, of course, and they seem to pass every test. They seem like they're built to last. Have some really cool features like giant wooden posts that, you know, they're going to stand the test of time. There are also some freight elevators in the building that we're going to evaluate and see how we can incorporate those into the ultimate design.
King says the rest of the site will be used for several apartment buildings that'll bring around 220 new residential units to the area.
This is something we're particularly excited about because it brings together two things that we feel like we've really honed our craft. In adaptive reuse, especially in partnership with Modus, and then also adding new housing.
King says most of the units will be one-bedroom or studio apartments that will be attainably priced.
And we see a lot of people who are in different phases of life who need an apartment, not just those folks who are in their 20s, but at other phases of life who want a beautiful apartment. They want a place they don't have to mow the lawn. They have a gorgeous place to live, and we're setting out to build those places.
The design of the property also incorporates a boardwalk that will follow the route of the old rail line and includes opening up Tanglewood Branch Creek. King says they also want to make the overall intersection more inviting to other modes of transportation besides vehicles.
Right now, if you're a pedestrian walking on South School or on MLK, past there, it's not a very hospitable place. And we are taking some very specific measures to make those streetscapes more appealing. If you're driving by in a car or if you're on foot or on wheels of any sort.
Chris Barabeau says designing around the large amount of traffic in the area has been a challenge.
Part of our focus, obviously, is how do we take the existing site and the existing conditions and two busy roads and a very important intersection in South Fayetteville and really think about how to increase safety, increase visibility, and kind of slow things down where we can and where it makes sense to.
The proposed design reduces the amount of curb cuts along both stretches of road and creates designated access points to better control the flow of traffic. Matthew Crabtree, the president of the Farmers Cooperative, says traffic is one of the reasons they're moving their Fayetteville location.
You know, traffic in Fayetteville is an issue. For a lot of our customers, it's hard to get in and out of. You know, I'm not going to say that money wasn't part of it. You know, the dollar figure was part of it. But a lot of it is just trying to get in and out of that location is very difficult.
Right now, the Farmers Co-op has 15 retail locations throughout western Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma. Crabtree says they also recently purchased a warehouse in Lincoln.
Also, I can't really go into detail about some of the opportunities we've got coming, but we're looking at more retail stores popping up in different various locations throughout Northwest Arkansas to replace Fayetteville. So it's kind of one of those things, if you can, you know, add two stores, three stores, you know, for what you're getting out of one store, you know, that I think that benefits more people. And so I'm excited about those opportunities.
Crabtree says those opportunities lie within 5 miles of the Fayetteville Co-op.
I'm sure there's some mixed emotions about, you know, what's happening. We didn't go into this lightly. I mean, we've had other people approach us in the past and we've turned them down. We just wanted to make sure that they respected the history and the natural aesthetic of that building, of that property.
Fayetteville resident Judith Royce says she understands there's excitement about the project, but she worries locals are getting priced out of the area when it comes to both housing and the proposed businesses.
I think that we need to consider what we're putting in and make sure that it is truly usable by everyone.
Sarah King says Specialized Real Estate and Modus both know they have a responsibility to the land they're developing and the community that surrounds it.
I'm one of those people who feels sentimental about this place, but also I know things change and we're part of a growing community. I hope we can do all that we can to capture that spirit of this place, and it'll be a new gathering spot so that old neighbors and new neighbors can gather and meet.
Construction at the site is expected to begin in early 2020. For Ozarks at Large,
there you are.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
I'm Zuzana Sitek.